Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. You've likely heard me mention how, when it comes to overall and general fitness, being consistent with your daily movement and your workouts is actually more important than how intensely you work out. But I haven't spent a lot of time explaining why that is or how you can use that information. So, when I saw a friend of mine post an image on Instagram that read, "We can't have long-term success if we keep investing in short-term solutions," well, I knew I needed to have him as a guest lecturer on the Get Fit Guy podcast. Now, that guy, my guest on this episode of the Get Fit Guy podcast, is Dean Dwyer, author of the book Makeshift Happen, creator of the Extraordinary Willpower course, and the host of The Mindset Show. He is a former educator who now spends his time teaching others how they can be successful in their own lives to change how they look, work, and live. Now, here's the quick version of why I invited Dean on the podcast to talk about consistency. Back on July 19th, 2019, Dean was 53 years old, and he was pretty unhappy with the state and the health of his body. He was overweight, not able to do the things he wanted to do, and he could feel age creeping up on him. And after some amount of wallowing, that's me speaking as his friend, he really turned things around. So fast forward to now, Dean is 55 years old, and it's not an exaggeration to say that he looks like a new man. But, and this is even more important, not only does he look different, but he can do things with his body that he couldn't do when he was younger, which, as he will mention later, is something that somewhat flies in the face of conventional wisdom. I mean, don't we all fall apart after we hit 40? I say with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. All right, take it away, Dean Dwyer.
Hey, how you doing? So my name is Dean Dwyer. I am the creator of a website called thesuccessfulbody.com. And what I do is I teach people how to build highly successful bodies by doing less, longer. So I've had the good fortune to have Brock invite me on to talk about a subject that I am super passionate about. And it's a topic that is completely misunderstood. It's extremely powerful, but it's extremely misunderstood. And that's the concept, or what I like to call the life-changing magic of consistency. So I have done something I have never, ever, ever been able to do in my life, which is sustain the results that I've actually gotten. And so what I wanted to sort of talk about here is, and I wanted to tell you my philosophy in terms of how I go about approaching things. I don't read weight loss books. I don't follow diets. I'm not pursuing sort of, you know, people who have exercise sites and those sorts of things. I've actually taken a very counterintuitive approach to building my version of a successful body. And actually that name is deliberate because I believe that the principles of a successful business can also be applied to building a successful body. So I don't actually read weight loss books and fitness books. I read business and investing books, and I steal those concepts and I apply them to my body. So what I did, and I kind of stumbled onto this, but this was also a real game changer for me, was to look at all my past successes that ultimately ended up in failure. Because I had about 8 or 10 different times in my life where I was trending in the right direction, but the wheels always fell off. And so I looked at all those ultimate failures, and it turned out that there was one thing that they all had in common. And that one thing was that I stopped doing the things that were actually working. So whatever was getting me results, I stopped doing them. And the way that I sort of started thinking about this was I was violating what I call the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect is pretty simple. When you remove the cause, you remove the effect. And I know saying that, you go, yeah, of course, that makes complete sense. Yet we violate that all the time, right? We constantly invest in these numbered solutions. And a numbered solution is like, hey, 7 days for this and 14 days for that and 30 days for this. Here's the problem with those things. They might get you short-term results, but we don't continue to do those things, right? We only do them for the 7 days. We only do them for the 14 days or the 30 days. The moment that we stop doing whatever it is that's gotten us results, we will eventually lose the effect. And the reason for that, again, we violate the law of cause and effect. So here was my ultimate solution. And it was actually really simple. It was two words. Stop stopping. If I wanted to have success, then I needed to stop stopping whatever was actually going to get me the results that I wanted to get. And so what I did is I took that and I thought, okay, let's build a philosophy around this. And my philosophy was really composed of three things. Number one, I was only going to invest in a handful of vital behaviors. In the past, I was doing a gazillion different things. I was just doing stuff. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to do that this time. Because I, first of all, I don't want to spend a ton of time doing this. I want to do the least possible to get the greatest return on investment. So moving forward, I was only going to focus on vital behaviors. Those things that gave me the greatest return on my investment. The second thing was, I was going to do them daily. So whatever it was I decided I was going to do, I had to be able to do it every single day. And then the third thing was, I was going to do them for a lifetime. And my mindset around that was, don't think in days, think in decades, which actually had a really profound impact, because when I started thinking about behaviors I wanted to adopt in, the mindset was like, could I be doing this a year from now? Could I be doing this 5 years from now? Could I be doing it 10 years from now? And that, having that kind of a mindset, really made me think about, okay, how do I begin implementing this so I actually can do it a year from now? And I can be doing it 5 years from now and 10 years from now. And I've had great success doing that. Today is day 571. And for me, I ultimately settled on 10 vital behaviors. That's a whole other different talk. But and if you're interested in my vital behaviors, Brock will put a link to my website. You can download them for free and you can see the 10 things that I'm currently doing. But I do 10 things every single day. And today is day 571, which is a little over a year and a half. So my next goal is to get to 2 years, which is whatever that is, 700 and some odd days. And then to get to 1,000, and then to 2,000, and 5,000, and 10,000, which again, for those of you playing along at home, that's 27.3 years. But that's the way I think about this now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
But now we've got to make this tangible for you. And what I wanted to give you was a mental model, a way for you to think/visualize consistency. Because here's the problem with consistency. We all understand the word. Nobody's going, oh my God, I've never heard of this concept of consistency, Dean. What an amazing concept. Like, we've all heard of it, right? The problem is we don't know what it actually looks like. And I realized I didn't know what it looked like. And so what I ultimately created for myself was a formula, which I actually hit on earlier. And here's the formula for consistency. It's vital behaviors times frequency times duration. So let me just break that down again. So vital behaviors, again, for me, the word vital is really important. I'm not just looking to do behaviors. I'm only looking to do the things that give me the greatest return on my investment. So if it's just stuff, I'm not doing it. So vital behaviors times frequency. And for me, I believe that daily is more powerful than intermittent. Now, that's a personal bias, but the reason that I like daily is I get to practice it at least once a day, right? And practice is a big part of this, right? Is teaching myself how to do something. So I always default to daily. So I will take something really big and break it down into something small so I can do it every single day. And then the last part is duration. I'm not looking to do it for days. I'm looking to do it for a lifetime. So I'll give you two quick examples of how that played out for me on my journey. The first was, so on July 19th, I started this. I wanted to be able to push my own body weight. So I thought, I'm just going to start with push-ups. So I settled on doing 100. Now, 100 was an arbitrary number. You know, I have an athletic background, so I'm not, you know, I knew I could do push-ups. So I thought 100 seemed doable. And it turned out that it was. Again, I was trying to find a threshold. I wasn't looking to do, you know, a million different, you know, a million push-ups. I just like, what's a good number? So I thought, I'm just going to do 100. And that's all I focused on. I didn't do anything else. I didn't add any other exercises. I thought, I just want to do this for the next 30 days and teach myself how to do 100 push-ups. And I would do them in intervals of 25. And at the time, I couldn't even do 25. So I would do 20. I'd rest for a couple of seconds, and then I'd finish off the last five. And then I would do three more sets throughout the context of my day, not all at once. I worked it out so that before I went to bed, I had done 100 push-ups. And after month one, when I felt like, okay, I feel now that this is sort of part of who I am. So the next part was I thought, okay, I want to be able to pull my own body weight. So then I introduced pull-ups and I could only do two and I sounded like I was giving birth. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do five a day. And so I did a set of two, a set of two, and a set of one, and then my 100 push-ups. But again, with the idea that I'm going to do these every single day. And as I mentioned earlier, today is day 571. Now I do 20 pull-ups a day, and I'm still doing my push-ups. So whatever I'm going to implement, I'm doing it for a lifetime. I'm not just going to do it for 30, 60, 90 days. All right, now let me end this by giving you a couple of takeaways. And here's the first. Imagine that you and I are sitting down, we're having coffee, and I slide a napkin across the table, and I say, okay, on the napkin, I want you to write down all the vital behaviors that you have done for the last 30 days. Okay, and you've done them every single day. Now, this is just sort of your self-assessment, and it's an opportunity to sit back and reflect on, like, do I have any vital behaviors? And if you don't, I don't want you to beat yourself up over that, because that means there's tremendous growth opportunities for you. So it's not a big deal if you don't have any, because it's hopefully I'm introducing a new way to start thinking about this, right? So if you don't have any, that's great, but sort of identify what you have currently been doing. Because what I have found is that the reason that we struggle, it's not because we're lazy or unmotivated or any of those other adjectives that people like to use to easily and quickly describe why we're not getting results. The truth is, the reason we struggle is because we keep stopping whatever it was we were doing. So that you want to start sort of like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, you know, for a lifetime, not just for 30, 60, 90 days. So that's the first thing, is do a self-assessment of any vital behaviors you're currently doing. The next part is you want to start implementing additional vital behaviors that are going to help you get the results you want. But here's the big key here. Just start with one. And I just want to very quickly, when I talk to you about push-ups, notice when I did push-ups, I only did push-ups because I knew what would happen, right? I'm an extreme junkie. And so I'm like, oh, let's do everything at once. And it's like, dude, you already know how this ends. It ends badly. You just end up burning yourself out. So all I'm going to say to you is pick one thing that you want to focus on and give yourself at least 30 days to work out the bugs of, like, what's the threshold? How do I, you know, like, whatever the bugs are, so that you show up and you do it regularly. So let me end my little presentation on consistency by sort of just giving you one final thought on my journey, and I hopefully what will ultimately be your journey. One of the things that I like about my story is I've created change at an age that people think that change can't happen. Like, I'm currently 55 and I have sustained all these amazing results that I've gotten for myself. And a lot of people want to sort of make this really complex in terms of what I'm doing. But the secret to my success is really simple. I have 10 vital behaviors that I can write on a sticky note, and I wake up every day and my job is just do my 10 vital behaviors. That's my only job. Do my 10 vital behaviors without fail. And it's been 571 days and counting. Think of it like a positive Groundhog Day. Every day I wake up, I know the 10 things I have to do, and I do them. That is it, my friend. I hope you got some value from this. Now, go be awesome today.
I know we got some value from this, and we will use it to go be awesome. Now, if you want to connect with Dean, you can find him at thesuccessfulbody.com, or you can follow him on Instagram for pretty much daily posts. He's also active on Facebook, and I will put links to all of that, including his podcast, in the show notes over at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com. All right. Thanks to Dean once again for coming on the podcast this week. And don't forget to tune in next week because we're going to be talking about crawling and how awesome it actually is, despite how funny it feels and weird it looks. So you're going to like that one. All right. My name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Go be consistent.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.